Hey guys, it's GBD, Wombat, and Shipwreck bringing you the E3 2014 Sony press conference wrap-up and festival. So, let's start off. Well, first we had some lovely snacks in the parking lot before the show, as like every year, with food trucks, but no trucks.
They were okay. I mean, I'm trying to not eat gross food. So I'm like, if I'm going to eat something gross, it better be good. And it was like, okay. And I took like one bite of everything because nothing was worth eating the whole thing. Does that make sense?
As Shipwreck pointed out, Sony is winning now. So they don't really need to bring the A-plus game to the food, stuff.
Disappointing.
Yeah. But it was fun. Anyway, so they kicked off their press conference with a very long Destiny trailer. Wombat is now opening up Shipwreck's underwear drawer.
Well, I didn't know he had stuff in there.
Now you know.
I was just kind of...
What do you got? What's he got in there?
Underwear.
No, don't look.
Underwear.
So Destiny. They showed off Destiny. It looks pretty good. They made a big point to mention that you're getting a lot of exclusive stuff if you buy the PlayStation 4 version.
That was a theme throughout. Like every game before they introduced it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're still good.
All right.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, before they introduced every game, it was all, you're getting this first, you're getting this with better graphics, you're getting this with exclusive content, which is kind of gross. Like,
well, that's what Microsoft does,
I know,
too.
It's gross both ways. Like,
I don't mind it when it's timed exclusive content. Like, it's like, oh, and we have these three extra levels, but, you know, they'll be available as DLC on the other console. And
that's what Microsoft seems to do mostly.
They seem to go that route. But this seems like it's... I don't know what it is for Destiny. I keep wanting to call it Density. You're my Density, Lorraine.
Yes.
But, yeah, it really depends on what it... And for all we know, it could also be the kind of, you know, the kind of stuff that, you know, in a game like this, that's only good for like the first hour, and then you find something that's better and you don't need it anymore.
You never know. They also announced the PlayStation 4 white Destiny bundle. So that's something.
They did it. They made white plastic.
Surprise. Big shocker, I know. And yeah.
With a screen on the, or that's the screen, but the touchpad on the controller is still black.
We do not have the technology to make a white touchpad. I'm sorry. Maybe for next gen. We'll get that. Okay, so that was Destiny.
Looked great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very much looking forward to seeing that this week.
Yeah, for me, it was the most... It was my favorite game of show last year. So it's nice to see that it hasn't really changed that much since last year. I'm excited to play it.
September's close?
I know. It's really soon.
It's my birthday also.
No shit.
NHL 15 and Destiny are coming out on my birthday.
It's your Density, Lorraine.
Yep. That's the third time Wombat has said that.
Twice
at E3. Twice on the show. then, which I thought was kind of weird, they rolled out this... Oh, sorry. The Order. I didn't think that was weird. We expected to see The Order. And I don't know. What did you think of The Order, Ship?
It was very dark. Both in tone and in brightness. Like, the scene they were showing, the guy was, like, carrying around a lamp and kind of searching through, like, these hallways until he finally finds a werewolf. And it looked good.
It definitely looks next-gen,
right,
for sure.
It definitely looks next-gen. It looked... Like, I was expecting to jump out of my seat at some point just because of, like...
He's just looking with the lantern.
Yeah. So it's got, like, a lot of tone going forward, I think.
Cool. Then they rolled out this indie game called
Fishbird.
Fishbird, a love story. A soulmate's a love story. No, it's called Entwined, and that's the indie game that they just put out today, actually. It's out now, which I thought was weird that they made that, like, the third game of their press conference. But okay. I don't know. It didn't really hold my interest, but...
It looks pretty.
Okay.
You're
not going to buy it, though.
It's made by students. I'll get it when it's free on PS Plus in, like, 3 months.
Okay.
Wait for reviews, which will come out in, like, 3 weeks. When reviews actually get...
When all the journalists are finished writing their E3 stuff. What's next, Shim?
They announced the free DLC No. This is the standalone DLC for Infamous, which you get to play as Fetch, the female.
Yeah.
In the
neon.
Yeah. So I don't know. It looked like more Infamous, but you're
right. And it's a standalone. It's like that Festival of Blood. What was that one called? Yes, Festival of Blood.
You got it right.
So you don't need the full game. Too bad they didn't work vampires into this one too.
That was, you couldn't really tell. Was this a prequel?
Who knows?
It was called like.
Yeah, I think it was like.
It's First Light. Yeah. So this is like before. This is like the how Fetch came to be or something.
I see. Then. They rolled out Little Big Planet 3. So they lied. They said they weren't going to be at E3. There was no – Media Molecule wasn't coming to E3. They were liars. But that was a very long demonstration of Little Big Planet 3. And Shipwreck was not impressed. He's rolling his eyes right now.
What? It's got all those new characters. It's got Bird.
Nutsack.
And Nutsack and Human Centipede. It looks good.
None of us are probably too interested in that. But if you are, that's cool. Then – they showed this game Bloodborne from Software. And I guess this is the Project Beast. Is that what, does it say that in this little, it doesn't say that in our little description that we're reading here. But I think that was the Project Beast game that was leaked like 2 weeks ago or something. But I don't know. Didn't really show much.
Pretty gruesome. Like there was a lot of blood flying everywhere and stabbing. There was a lot of stabbing in a lot of the Sony press conference.
Cursing as well.
Cursing, stab. It was a much more mature, like, rated press conference than Microsoft was.
True. Then we had Far Cry 4, which looks pretty awesome. I think we can all agree. We like that.
Elephants.
Elephants. That setting is pretty cool.
The setting is pretty cool. The hijacking a car and driving off a cliff and jumping out and flying and parachuting and yeah, it was pretty insane.
And co-op.
And you don't need to have the game to play co-op.
On PS4.
If your friend has the game.
That's and only on PS4. Yeah. So that's cool. Then we had a trailer for Dead Island 2. I guess they're trying to recreate the magic from...
I think they almost did. Like
it was good.
It's totally different. Like, this was a humorous take, whereas the last one was, like, super serious.
Yeah.
But...
I like the song.
It was entertaining. Yeah. It was, and I'll play another Dead Island. This is getting developed by a different team, though. This isn't Techland. This is Yager. So, I don't know. It was a trailer that lets you know Dead Island 2 was a thing.
Yep, and let's see. Battlefield Hardline. They showed Battlefield Hardline, which I guess is like Payday now. Cops and robbers, but like Payday with vehicles, I guess. That sounds good. I don't know why it needs to be called Battlefield, but okay. What else here? They announced like a bunch of small things, like Grim Fandango is coming, the HD
version. Which is great, because it's never been on consoles before, and it's... I guess it might be on good old games or whatever, but it's not really readily available.
Right, right.
So that's cool.
Let's see. What else did they show? A new game from Suda 51, my hero, called Let It Die, which they're going to let it die at retail when it comes out and it sells 150,000 copies. I don't know. Whatever. It's hard to really tell what was going on in that. New game from the makers of Journey called Abzu. What was that?
Abzu, yeah.
Abzu?
I don't even remember it.
It was the...
Oh, the giant squid.
The fish.
It was the fish scuba diving, turn around and the shark decides not to eat you game.
That's art. When the shark doesn't eat you, that's art. When the shark does eat you, that's just a regular video game.
There you go. Good to know.
Then they dropped the No Man's Sky bomb, which I thought was one of the most exciting things that they showed there. Maybe... You know, top three for sure. That's from Hello. What's that?
Hello Games.
Hello Games. Hello Joe Games. Danger.
Yes, they made Joe Danger. Now they showed this at PAX, and it looks. I think it looks a lot better than what they showed at PAX. You know, I don't remember seeing much at the PAX reveal.
This just reminds me of Starflight. Remember, I always said I want them to make a modern Starflight. This seems like
I still think there's still a lot left to show before you could get legitimately excited.
No, I'm excited.
I like it because it has dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like It's like, is it really spaceships and dinosaurs, and you fly to planets, good. And you see more spaceships and dinosaurs?
They should call it Spaceships and Dinosaurs.
I'm on board for that. I just don't, suspect of everything. Because I don't trust anyone.
Right. Well, it's good to know. I mean, look, a lot of these trailers and stuff, it's mostly bullshit. It's not real gameplay from, like, the angle that you would really be playing the game at.
Supposedly it's playable, I believe, on the show floor. Maybe that, we can.
Well, I'm excited. And this is going to be a first on PS4 for consoles, they said, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Oh, it means first.
First means first.
On PC,
probably. What else? So they said that they showed Project Morpheus, just like a picture of it. It wasn't, and they said that you could play it on the show floor. They
talked about PlayStation Now. It's coming.
It's coming to Vita and PS3.
The open beta is coming. And they also announced that the PlayStation TV.
Yep. $100 is coming.
$100 coming to North America.
Right. I don't need that. But okay. People were very excited about that in the audience. PlayStation TV, they seemed.
They also said that PlayStation Now would be able to be played just with a DualShock 3 and a Sony TV. Certain Sony TVs.
Like high end shit, probably.
Sure,
right?
Probably.
Okay. Cool.
I'll get that. Well, it's something to have while I watch Powers.
Right. Yes, they did a very long presentation about this TV show called Powers. They're doing the same thing as Microsoft, developing video content.
They had a rough stretch here. Like, it started off strong, and then they had a rough stretch where they started going over metrics and lots of millions of numbers.
Right, and that guy, the comic guy they brought on stage, just talked a lot. It just didn't need to be that long. But anyway.
Then we got into the free-to-play games, which are free-to-play on PlayStation.
Whatever right. that
free to play means free to play on PlayStation, which I'm not really sure. Okay, but then they showed Mortal Kombat X, the gameplay.
Looked great. It all the stuff that people said you couldn't get anything from that trailer last week, it was all in the gameplay. It didn't look as like graphically impressive because that was a render before, but it had all the swinging on the tree limbs and getting out the swords, and they revealed two new characters. I have no idea what their names are.
Master Blaster and Bug Lady.
Yeah. I liked the Bug Lady. She looked pretty interesting. But so there's at least four characters.
Right. That. And they're not all Scorpion, in case you thought they were all Scorpion. They showed... Oh, there's a Ratchet and Clank movie coming out, an animated movie.
Looked bad.
Well, the animation looked okay, I thought. No, it didn't.
It's for kids.
But you're putting this out in the theater. Like,
no,
this,
they're not.
Yeah, coming to theaters.
Oh, I thought it was only coming to
PlayStation.
Yeah, to the PlayStation.
Coming to theaters 2015 is what it said on the screen.
Oh, well, weird.
Yes. And that is competing against stuff like you're in the How to Train a Dragon and
right.
Disney movies territory.
Heavy hitters.
Right.
Sony makes movies.
They're probably not putting too much money into this one.
Sony does Ice Age, don't they?
That's DreamWorks.
Is that DreamWorks? Whatever.
They showed Last of Us Remastered.
They did it.
They did it. They remastered it.
They went through the remastered stage here where they showed Grand Theft Auto 5, which everybody knew was coming. And then mm-hmm. they showed the Phantom Pain Metal Gear Solid trailer that had leaked the day before.
Remember the Phantom Menace?
Yeah, that looked pretty good. I mean, the graphics look good. And they showed
he was right. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to the PlayStation 4 and the PC.
Wow, what a stretch.
Way to go, GPD. Yeah. Bold prediction.
My prize is I'll buy it.
Nostradamus GPD.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. They also showed Batman.
Batman in armor and a tank. I don't know if I feel about that, but okay.
I think you know how you feel about it.
Hates it.
You yeah, hate it. You've told that. Us all day about how you hate this.
Okay, Wombat, now's your chance to tell everybody how they should make the next Batman game in a minute or less.
Okay, they need to scrap open world and have very large, elaborate set pieces like a bank and a museum and actually have like a level structure. And I think that would actually probably make for a better game.
Maybe give him superpowers.
Yeah. No, I think like Batman, think like the opening of The Dark Knight where the Joker is robbing the bank.
Yeah.
But you're Batman actually stops the robbery.
No, I agree, because the open world stuff in those Batman games is not compelling anymore.
It's not, and it's so samey, even within the game. It's like, oh, beat up four guys.
There's no difference between just open world side missions and the real missions.
They could put all of that, whatever, processing, whatever, into one large...
I couldn't even figure out, like, that level that they showed. It was, like, just him getting to the mission was, like, the whole thing. It was like, all right, well, I'm going to fly for a while, and then I'm going to get into my car and drive for a while, and then I'm finally going to get there, and then I'm going to make my car turn into a tank and blow up other tanks.
Yeah, when I'd rather have more elaborate set pieces where there are things to do, I don't know, statues to topple, giant coins to roll.
Right, for sure. Uncharted 4, they closed with Uncharted 4.
Look good. The graphics look good. I'm down with playing another Uncharted.
Mm. Yeah.
His shirt looked a little too tucked in.
I thought it was completely untucked.
I'll have to disagree on that one.
So, yeah, I mean, overall, I thought it was a little long. Maybe that...
Who won?
Whose was better? I thought Microsoft's was tighter. I thought Microsoft showed more stuff that's coming this year. At least it seemed like it did. I didn't look it on paper.
I think Microsoft had a little bit exactly tighter presentation, but I think Sony might have had the better multi-console games at theirs with Destiny.
They absolutely did. But that's
It's kind of weird. Like you're not arguing over like exclusives. You're arguing over which one paid the most to get their third party game to show.
Yeah. So it was
fine.
Yeah.
No real surprises at either one.
No. So, all right, well, that's pretty much it for now. We're going to go to bed probably pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is the first day of the show, the first real day of the show. Wombat's actually sleeping now, standing up. It's pretty impressive. So you will hear more from us tomorrow. Thank you.